Nashville voters made it clear last summer that they want to see more local hiring for the city's growing number of construction projects. While proposed regulations involving government-funded projects face some legal challenges, there does seem to be some progress among employers. WPLN's Lee Hale visited a construction job fair held specifically to try to reach local workers.
It's actually pretty quiet here. Employers at booths by far outnumber the slow trickle of prospective employees. Even though each company I speak with has good news. We have openings, all skill levels, and we love hiring locals.
That's great. Man, we got a lot of stuff going on, so just because...
Well, I mean, we'll put our name in the hat. Yes. Why not? You know, there'll be something like
that. Right, and just because somebody doesn't maybe fit into one of these positions that we have listed on our career website doesn't mean that we don't have something for you.
That is Lawrence Evert from the Franklin-based Lee Company chatting with Rod Adkins, a painter by trade and Nashville resident. Adkins likes what he hears, but he's also skeptical. His experience has shown that it's harder than it looks to tap into the local job market.
We walked past these high rises going up, and it's like, I'm a painter. Why can't I interface with that?
And Adkins has tried. He's gone inside plenty of construction offices only to find they're subcontracted, and they brought their own staff with them, sometimes from out of state, which is frustrating.
And there seems to be a break from the employer to the street guy, you know, the residents of Nashville.
Adkins came to the job fair with his friend and apprentice, Jonte Furl, who is just starting out. They're both hoping what they heard today, the job openings, the training, that it's not too good to be true. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Lee Hale.